and Reese has the punt team out there. Number 47, Aaron Kinsler, out back in his own 23-yard line, ready to receive this one. And it's out to the far sideline, bouncing at the 34-yard line, out of bounds at the 31. And that's where Harvard Reese is going to take over with 14 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Nearly three quarters in the books here in Harvard Reese. Harbor Beach hanging on to their lead by 6 points at 27-21 over Reese. And Harbor Beach wants to talk this one over. It's the first time out of the second half. You're tuned to WLEW 27-21, Harbor Beach over Reese.
How many times in sports have we heard the phrase, you just got your bell rung, you'll be okay, get back in the game? Guess what? If you got your bell rung, you're probably not okay. You've probably sustained a concussion, and going back in the game just might put your life in jeopardy. Safety comes first in high school sports, and everyone should learn the signs and symptoms of concussions. Visit the MHSAA website to learn more. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
Hanging on by 6 points over the Reese Rockets, 27-21. Kraft under center, T formation for the Pirates. Three men in the backfield, the handoff, number 45, Sloan Classy up the middle. He lunges forward for about 9.5 yards. He's just shy of the first down marker. Let's see if, according to the spot, they give it to him, he's about, it's right in front of me at the 43-yard line in Harbor Beach territory.
Looks gain like it's going to be short because the officials on the other side are signaling. Let the clock run out.
And at the gain of 9, just shy of the first down. And that's going to bring up the end of the third quarter. After three quarters in Harbor Beach, it's Harbor Beach 27-21. We're going to take a quick break. You're tuned to WLEW. Fourth quarter coming up.
Life is unpredictable. We have no idea what is going to happen with our family, the economy, at work. But one thing you can rely on is your local propane provider, Kohler's Propane of Vadex, Brown City, and Memphis. Kohler's budget plans take most of the guesswork out of how much you'll be paying on your propane bill. Kohler's budget plan allows a cap on your per gallon price, so it won't go above a certain level all winter long. You can even spread your payments out through the entire year, and you won't have to worry about checking your tank with Kohler Propane's Keep Full program. Watch for Kohler's truck serving your friends and neighbors. Call Kohler Propane toll free at 888-950-7975. And remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
Fourth quarter is set to begin here in Harbor Beach. Harbor Beach leading 27-21 over the Reese Rockets. 12 minutes left in this one in the district finals in Division 7 football. Harbor Beach is now moving right to left across the radio. Kraft is under center. Wing T to the right with a slot receiver to the right as well. This is a handoff, number 45, Sloan Classy once again. And he's out for 10 more yards and about 5 more yards, and Reese keeps dragging it forward. And finally, when all is said and done, he has a gain of about, oh, wow, that's about 23 yards.
Number 52 finally made the hit, Dylan Hayes, but Sloan was just kind of baiting him to come up and get him, and he kept turning and spinning, and he kept dragging him, and picked up a bunch on that play.
After the spot there, they started out at the, was at the 40-yard line?
I don't believe Harbor Beach wanted that timeout, but the official came over to Coach Rubel and explained to him somebody put their hand in the palm and wanted a timeout, so he gave it to him.
You know that last play, though, that was actually first and 10?
Yeah.
It, over the quarter, they actually gave him the first down. Slot receiver to the left again, the Ginther grabs under center at the 38-yard line. And the handoff right through the middle. Number 45, Sloan Glassy, the ball carrier. He's out for about 2 yards before Ford Menom pushed him backwards. It brings up second and 8 for the Pirates.
Well, they were ready for Sloan on this one as the host of Rockets got him on that particular play. So it's going to bring up second and long for the Pirates here as they're on the 35-yard line of the Reese Rockets.
Harbor Beach moving right to left across your radio. They're getting deeper and deeper into Reese territory. That's the 35-yard line. Second and 8 with 11:14 remaining in the fourth quarter. Harbor Beach leading 27-21. And Harbor Beach wants to talk this one over. A timeout, the second one of the past 5 minutes. And Harbor Beach is going to talk this over. We're going to take a quick break. Harbor Beach leading 27-21. 11 minutes remain in this one in Harbor Beach. You're tuned to WLEW.
When it comes to braces, trust your smile to a professional, qualified orthodontist, Dr. Larry Eggison in Bad Axe. Dr. Larry Eggison has 3 years postgraduate study, which is required to qualify as an orthodontist. Proper orthodontic treatment can't focus on dental displacement or deal with the control and modification of the jawbone. In most cases, crooked teeth and improper bites involve procedures that can only be performed by an orthodontist. Contact Dr. Larry Eggison for a free consultation at 118 North Hanselman Street in Bad Axe, across from the post office, or call 989-269-6811. Dr. Larry Eggison, supporting local sports and the future of Thumb Area youth.
.5 remains in the fourth quarter here in Harbor Beach. Harbor Beach took their second time out of the half, and now they're out of the huddle, and they slot receiver to the left. And they have two men in the backfield with the tight end on the left. This is a quarterback keeper from Kraft around the left side. Reese comes out of their tackle. That's number 11. Breaks free, and that's about a loss of 5 on the play. Push back up to the 39-yard line.
Travis Megafee made the hit as the cannon went off somewhere. Somebody's got a big gun here in the crowd.
That's a big foot right above us.
Oh, I don't know. That was more than a big foot.
10:40 remains in the fourth quarter. Harbor Beach leading 27-21. They're facing a third and long, about a third and 13 at the Reese 40.
That was a nice diagnosed play by Pete Megafee on that play as he caught Kraft.
He broke free from his tackle and aimed at Kraft and brought him down the backfield for a loss of about 5. And here's Kraft under center, rolling to his left, looking back to pass. Not much going there. Two Reese pockets all over him. He's all way back in his own 45-yard line, trying to make something out of this play. He's back up to the 45-yard line, Reese territory. Pushed out of bounds at the 43. That's going to be a loss of about 4 more, and that's going to bring up fourth and long for the Pirates.
Well, I'll tell you what, Jimmy Hahn chased him all over the field just like a water bug again. As Kraft showed his resiliency, he wasn't going to go down. He wasn't going to give up on the play. But he ended up losing yardage on the play anyway.
Fourth and 17 now for the Pirates. Push back to the Reese 44, moving right to left across the radio as 10:07 remains. The clock stopped early because he ran out of bounds. It's 27-21, Harbor Beach leading Reese.
The Pirates are going to go for this. I'm kind of surprised that they are, that they just don't punt it and try to play defense, but they're going for it.
Kraft under center. In the shotgun. I mean, he's going to punt this one away from the 50-yard line, about 6 yards back, and take the Harbor Beach bounce down to the 3-yard line, to the 2-yard line. Great punt from Eli Kraft. That is a 47-yard punt from the 50-yard line. Kraft was set up in the shotgun, a little deeper back, though, about 6 yards behind center. Punts this one out, and it lands at about the 13-yard line, takes the Harbor Beach bounce, and Reese is going to have a long field to work with. They are starting at their 2-yard line.
Well, he got a good roll on the kick. So, again, the Pirate defense is going to have to stand up to this Reese offense here as we've got 9:57 to go in this fourth quarter.
You're tuned to WLAW, your home for high school sports. And it's first and 10 for the Reese Rockets at their own 2-yard line. And folks, for radiator, heater, air conditioning work, head to Conic Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe, the only radiator shop in the Thumb area. Receiver out wide each way for Reese. 3 men in the backfield, a handoff right down the middle. Game pushes out to about the 4 or 5-yard line. Gain of about 3 yards on the play. On the bottom of the pile is a white jersey somewhere. And that looks like it was number 30, Tyler Beckman. Gain of 3.
And a host of Pirates in there to bring him down and not let him get too far upfield.
Gain of 3 brings up second down and a long 7 for the Reese Rockets out to their 5-yard line now with 9.5 minutes left in this one in Harbor Beach. Harbor Beach leading 27-21. 3 men in the backfield, no receivers. Piak under center. As a handoff right through the middle, the number 20, I believe that is. Maybe number 30.
Aaron Ginther made the hit for the Pirates, but not until he picked up the first down. I believe it was Beckman.
10-yard gain there for Tyler Beckman out to the 15-yard line in their own territory. Reese now has a new set of downs, first and 10 from the 15-yard line with 9 minutes now left in the fourth. Piak under center, receiver out wide each way, wishbone, 3 men in the backfield. And he's back to pass Piak in the pan. It's a back. Brought down right at about the 2-yard line, but there's a flag on the play. This could be a holding against Reese on top of it. Harbor Beach broke right through that line, had him down at about the 5. He